The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, February 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Watching the stock market respond to the crisis in Ukraine and trying to predict what's going to happen next isn't for the faint of heart. Professional investors have shuffled and reshuffled their assets based on what they think is going to happen, but that doesn't necessarily mean that someone building a stock portfolio or 401k should follow suit.
So you have that great advantage of being able to say to yourself, well, I think I know what might happen, but not necessarily having to change your investment portfolio based on it. And professionals don't have that luxury.
On today's show, WSJ Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig will be here to explain why individual investors looking for certainty in an uncertain world should look past the blizzard of forecasts and predictions. That's after the break.
Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of brighter futures for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
The fast-changing events in Ukraine over the past week have injected a feeling of uncertainty in not only the geopolitical landscape, but also in financial markets, which have whipsawed up and down in response. So should investors looking to protect their portfolio or 401k look for certainty in a roller coaster stock market? WSJ Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig says, not necessarily. And he's here to explain why. Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, JR.
So, Jason, we often hear that Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty, and it often triggers bouts of volatility and wild swings in the stock market. But why does certainty also present its own set of risks?
Because when you're certain about something, you're often wrong. And that applies not just to individual investors, but to professionals as well. And if you make a big change, a big sudden change based on something you're sure about, and you turn out to be wrong, you will probably regret it.
Okay, so let's look at this through the lens of last week's Russian invasion of Ukraine. How did that affect the certainty-uncertainty equation for investors?
Well, so it's kind of amazing the way Wall Street has amnesia. So as recently as February 15th, enormous numbers of professional investors were convinced that when the Federal Reserve met in March, the Fed was going to raise interest rates by 50 basis points, by half a percentage point. Russia invades Ukraine and bang, just like that, everybody decides, no, now 50 basis points is off the table. Maybe interest rates won't go up at all, but if they do, they're not going to go up by half a percentage point. And nobody had the sort of self-honesty to say, I was certain last week, and now I'm certain this week, and I was certain about things that were completely contradictory. Maybe I shouldn't be so certain. You know, all it took was one geopolitical bolt from the blue to transform most people's forecasts about an uncertain event. And they took one form of certainty and replaced it with another, just like that. And I think what that should tell investors is, it's much better to think in terms of probabilities and ranges of outcomes than it is to think about like a particular point, you know? And everyone would be better off being a lot more humble about the ability of professional forecasters to call what's going to happen next. Just look at the reversal that we saw in the stock market on Thursday. You had both the S&P and the NASDAQ down very substantially in the late morning, even into the early afternoon. And then there was just this huge reversal, because I think what people concluded was that if the Russian invasion of Ukraine slows down the world economy or keeps oil prices elevated, that will limit the flexibility of the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by as much as people had expected. And therefore, everyone decided that we're probably in for a smaller interest rate hike in March than many people had thought. And so if you had been bearish, you would have gotten whipsawed by that. And all of that occurred just in the course of a few hours.
And so what lessons can smaller investors learn from the big investment houses that made wholesale changes to their portfolios based on what they think is going to happen?
Well, so if you're a professional money manager, you get paid to make predictions and to act on them. You know, if you have a forecast about where the market is headed, you pretty much have to follow through on it. If you're a small investor, you don't. You can recognize that, you know, your view of the world might well be proven wrong, and nobody's staring over your shoulder who's going to judge you if your forecast turns out to be wrong or you don't act on it. So you have that great advantage of being able to say to yourself, well, I think I know what might happen, but not necessarily having to change your investment portfolio based on it. And professionals don't have that luxury.
Okay, so what kind of changes are you seeing investors considering right now? And, you know, given the current state of geopolitics, and how do they strike you?
Well, there are a couple of obvious things that investors could do under these circumstances, you know, with all this turmoil involving Russia and Ukraine. You know, many people expect there's going to be a boom in U.S. exports of natural gas to Europe, and that inflation will rise and higher military spending will boost defense and aerospace stocks. You know, the problem with those scenarios is precisely the fact that they are kind of obvious. And because they're so obvious, it's unlikely that you're the only person who will act on them, which means that by the time you get around to it, a lot of the advantage of making those moves, even if they turn out to be correct, would be taken out of the price.
All right, but not every investment is going to go as planned, geopolitical mess or not, and many investors won't be able to resist buying in an unsettled market. So what kind of mindset should they have? You know, what steps can they take to be smarter and not risk seeing their portfolio suffer substantial losses?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems investors face is making a mistake and not being willing to admit it, not fessing up when you did something wrong, because it's painful. I mean, nobody wants to admit that they did something that turned out to be foolish. And one technique that I really like and I have advocated is you could imitate General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who on the eve of D-Day wrote a press release that, fortunately for the future of civilization, he never had to use, which was called In Case of Failure. And what he did was he wrote the statement that he would read to the press if the D-Day invasion was a flop. He took responsibility for the mistake, and he said it was his fault alone, and he was prepared to admit he was wrong before he even knew whether he would turn out to be right. And so, you know, before you make a big trade that might make a big difference to your portfolio results, it'd be a good idea to think about writing a note that said something like, this investment has been a failure, so I have to sell. You know, I based it on information that I believed at the time to be valid, but I was wrong because, and then you have to like fill in the blank. Why were you wrong? And of course you would know because you would have hindsight. And then you could finish by saying it was a bad investment, but that doesn't make me a bad investor. It's very important to give yourself that out, to recognize in advance that you're going to make mistakes and it's okay to make mistakes. And that will enable you, I think, more easily to admit when you do make one. And that can give you the flexibility to exit and reverse a decision that hasn't worked out well a lot more easily because you haven't invested as much of yourself in it. So it would be easier for you to let go.
But Jason, people all day will see forecasts and pundits giving their opinion on everything from the Fed to what Russia will do to the Chinese economy to the U.S. economy. So what can an investor who's trying to manage their savings and their 401k do when they're just being beaten over the head with all of this stuff, oftentimes at a very loud volume all day?
One approach that I think is effective, at least for people who have some investing experience, is to look back. If you've been in the markets for quite a while, look back 10 years or 5 years. Or if you're new to the markets, look back 1 year. See if you can remember what investment decisions you made exactly 1 year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Or even imagine making an investment decision in the past at those points. And then ask yourself, what decision could I have made that would have made a big difference to my portfolio results today? And if you put it in longer term perspective, you're likely to realize that there wasn't much you could have done at the time that would have made a significant difference to your performance, which tells you that except at extraordinary turning points in market history, which can be very hard to recognize in any case, most decisions that people make are likely to make very little difference to their overall returns.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig. Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, JR. Thanks.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how they may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/washingtonwise.